Well, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the greatest event in human history, the most amazing miracle, is what we joyously celebrate on this most holy night. But in this age of movies with superheroes and science fiction fantasy special effects, we need to realize that this event that we celebrate is no legend. It is no myth. It is no fable. But it happened in history, in human history. It happened at a moment in the timeline of the world's history. It happened at a geographical location which we can visit. And this will be the first time I'm announcing it publicly. Next year I will lead another pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and if you come with me, you will be able to visit the location where Jesus Christ rose from the dead. A real thing. So, Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, so what? I mean, really, what does it have to do with us right here, right now? Well, to answer that question, let's observe some of the details in our gospel account. The very large stone is rolled away from Jesus' tomb so that the women can enter the tomb. And there they are amazed to find not Jesus, but a young man dressed in a white robe. Then they leave the tomb. Now, observe our baptismal font. Our awesome baptismal font resembles a tomb, a sepulcher. When adults are baptized, they go down into the baptismal tomb here, and then they come back out of the baptismal tomb here. And guess what? They are dressed in a white robe. So, what does the resurrection have to do with us? The answer is baptism. Our baptism is what we celebrate tonight. Tonight is the feast of our baptism. Tonight we will renew our baptism by renouncing Satan and by professing our faith in the risen Christ. We will have an altar call and bless ourselves with baptismal water. In other words, the dynamite of the baptismal grace that we once received will make us die with Christ and rise with him to newness of life. The stone has been rolled away from the tomb. That means that we, like the women in the gospel, can go in and come out of the baptismal tomb freely. Newness of life through baptismal grace and the sacrament of reconciliation is always available to us. That is why the women saw a young man in the tomb. New life. Well, you know, Scripture also talks about an old man. For example, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, we read, "Put off the old man that belongs to your former manner of life. Put off that old man that is corrupted with deceitful lusts." And again in Colossians chapter 3, verse 9, we read, You have put off the old man with his practices. And so, through baptism, we share in what church lingo calls the Paschal mystery, dying and rising with Christ. Through baptism, that old self that is enslaved to sin is crucified with Christ, dies, and is buried. And a young self emerges with the risen Christ from the baptismal tomb to walk in newness of life. As a baptized Christian, I am united with Jesus in his death and resurrection. The real me is that young man born again with the risen Christ. And that's what St. Paul is talking about in the letter to the Romans, which we heard tonight, which Robert proclaimed so beautifully just a few moments ago. Let's listen to part of it again. This is what St. Paul means. He says, "So by our baptism into his death, we were buried with him, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the Father's glorious power, we too should begin living a new life." Now, a few observations about this new life, this newness of life that baptismal grace always allows us to claim. Number one, that newness of life is pure grace. It is pure gift. We walk in it by staying close to Jesus, the risen Lord. We walk in it joined to him, never leaving his side. Because Jesus is the one who makes all things new. We don't. Number two, this newness of life in baptism and confirmation, through it we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit, the life breath of our new self. And so we must be led by that Holy Spirit, that gentle friend and guest who inspires, guides, corrects, and strengthens our new life. And third, our new life is marked by growth in Christian virtues, the Christian virtues of faith, hope, and love. And we can look at the lives of the saints whom soon we will invite to be with us. As we invoke them, we can look to them to find examples of what those virtues look like in our new life. Church, just as Pilate stationed guards at Jesus' tomb, so Satan wants to keep us in the tomb of our old self. But our mighty champion, Jesus Christ, has rolled the stone away through baptism. To the glory of God, amen.